The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So we'll be talking to the students and for, you know, just encouraging other students as well who, you know, you're at a where you don't know what you're going to be doing for the next year or so, coming out of primary school, secondary school, and trying to figure out what's the next step, what's the next, you know, turn. And you want to make the right choices. So I've got a few people who've been able to navigate through those rough waters, and they'll be here to tell us all about how they got to do it. Also, I've got Mr. Eli Levine, Assistant Public Affairs Officer from the U.S. Embassy of Port of Spain, joining us as well. So let's get straight into it. So I've got the two students, Ms. Dominique Henry and Reginald Mohammed, on live. So I'd like to welcome you to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM, via Zoom, of course. First of all, I want to talk to the students. How are you guys feeling? How did you all feel when you got the news? Let's talk to Reginald first.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
When I first got the news, I was just really excited. I worked hard to make sure to put my application together, and it was just a joy to be able to take part this year.
And what was your area of study?
So right now in school, I just finished my CSEC exams. So in terms of the STEM, I did mathematics, additional mathematics, chemistry, physics, and biology. So those are my science subjects. I also did geography, information technology, and some business subjects and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite, I would say, is definitely the maths and physics. Those two, just really enjoyable to me.
Listen, you saying those two subjects are something like Greek and French. You know, because when you think of ad maths, you know, the basic maths is a task for some of us. When you say additional maths, you're talking about elevated algebra and sine, cosine, yeah, and really complicated formulas, correct?
Yes, yes.
And then you apply physics in that mix. So what do you want to do after you're finished with NEHIS? What profession would you like to get into?
Right, so after, well, this camp, I'll be starting the CAPE. So I'm looking forward to doing pure maths, applied maths, and physics. And after that, I would like to go into the field of nanotechnology. I think that's really interesting. It's something new, and it's been around for a while, but it has, every single day, there's more and more discoveries being made and more applications for what you could use it to do.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I've been looking at how it's being used in vaccines and the treatment of cancer. Mm-hmm. More research on that. And we know that's a big thing in our country and the world. So I would like to go into that field and check out, try to make a difference for my country and the world at large.
And well, I guess, as you say, it's a field that is ever changing and new developments every single day. So it will basically keep the neurons firing. Yes.
Correct, that's correct.
Yeah.
Every day will be a new challenge, I would say.
And it will be great to apply it. Probably you'll be the Trinidadian that solves the cancer case. I don't want to say cure, tentatively. So congratulations to you, and we'll talk to you a little bit more. Let's introduce Ms. Dominique Henry. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I hope you're having a good morning as well.
So how you felt when you received the news that you are a scholarship recipient?
I think I screamed from excitement. I'm happy.
And what were your subjects that you studied?
I studied a CSEC, ad maths, all three sciences, biology, chemistry, physics, English standard, English and maths, technical drawing and food nutrition. At CAPE Unit 1, I studied food nutrition, all three sciences, plus compulsory communication studies. Mm-hmm. Unit 2, I kind of dropped foods and studied and stayed with my core three science subjects.
And what do you plan to do with, after the NEHIS camp, what do you plan to do? What is your area of study?
Medicine. I'm obsessed with the medical field right now.
Mm-hmm.
I applied to go to Mona and actually St. Augustine for medicine, but I also applied for biomedical engineering as well. I just love the medical field. I figured I would love to go and help as many people as I can.
Mm-hmm.
My plan, if I get into medical school, going to surgery, hopefully neurosurgery, that's something I'm very interested in. And I think it could help a lot of people in that field.
So you want to help all people in neuroscience, and I guess with the different challenges like Alzheimer's and all of that, you're exploring those different areas.
Yeah, I'll be more in the surgical field. So if you have like brain tumors, I'd be the one taking them out mm-hmm. and helping you with that process after. Like that is very fascinating to me, and helping people in that way, not just with your brain, but also your spinal cord and your nerves. It's just, I felt like it.
Well, I hear the excitement in your voice. It tickles you when you think about, you know, improving lives in that area. So that's really fantastic. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And I'd like to bring in Miss Sarut Singh. Good morning to you, Miss Sarut Singh. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
So tell me about the role that NIHUS is playing in changing these two young lives.
Okay, well, NIHUS actually facilitates this program, and it is in collaboration with the U.S. Embassy. And it's our hope that NIHUS builds skills in STEM-focused areas and equips students with immersive learning. It provides an environment for learning about science, technology, education, and math. We hope that it would ignite their creativity and develop 21st century skills.
And how did the selection process happen? Probably I can bring in Mr. Levine here. How did you partner with NIHUS, and what was the selection process like?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning. It was an incredibly competitive selection process. We had literally hundreds of incredibly talented and smart students from across Trinidad and Tobago apply. The U.S. Embassy, in collaboration with NIHUS, conducted interviews and settled on Reginald and Dominique, our two incredible students who were so thrilled to sponsor for this summer camp. You know, the State Department's work is often really focused on empowering emerging voices, particularly in a place like Trinidad and Tobago, where that's so needed. And so seeing these two students who have, as you remarked, interests and areas of focus that are beyond even something that I can understand mm-hmm. is really, really incredible to witness.
And in this field, which is STEM field, can you tell us a little bit about the vision and development in this area that may or may not be, let's say, forefront news? Any updates on that?
In terms of the programs that are offered through the National Youth Science Camp, basically the most exciting thing about it is the way that the students get to explore myriad areas within science. So as you heard Reginald and Dominique mention, they have these areas that they're interested in, maybe in applied math or medicine. Mm-hmm. But what's really great is they get to delve into, you know, lesser known parts about or things that they may not have focused on in other areas of science. Maybe that's astronomy, maybe that's chemistry, and are in West Virginia in the United States for those 3 weeks, living and spending time with kids from both the United States and across the world, really being in this immersive science environment. So I hope that when they get back at the end of the summer, they'll have some news for us on the cutting edge science that maybe we haven't heard about quite yet.
And Ms. Sarut Singh, in terms of NIHUS and how Trinidad is positioned, what developments would NIHUS have moving forward with these types of programs?
Okay, well, actually, NIHUS facilitated programs like the NYSE to foster a nation that applies scientific, technological, and innovative solutions through STEM education. And through these programs, we hope to inspire some kind of lifelong engagement and leadership in science and technology. So that's our aim.
And of course, I know that NIHUS puts on many programs for young people as well to just get them inspired by science. Can you tell us a little bit more about those programs?
Yes, well, actually, NIHUS has a count of events designed to inculcate curiosity and creativity of our youths. And we have a July-August vacation camp open to all primary and secondary school students. So you can feel free to tune in to our social media pages and website at nehus.gov.tt for more info.
And to our students, what would be the iconic statement that you'd give to the students who are listening right now? How did you go through this process and what was it like for you? Tell me, Mr. Mohammed, what would you give, what kind of advice would you give to anyone, young ones who are listening?
Sure. So I would say the main thing is to just follow your passion. Don't try to just work towards something that you saw someone did. You should take what you know, what you like doing, and just keep focusing on that. Whatever part of STEM that you are interested in, just keep working hard, keep discovering new things about the field, and try to find something that you're passionate about and just keep on pushing towards achieving what you want to achieve in life, to make something different, and try your best to just, not just in STEM, but I would say to develop your profile all around.
Mm-hmm.
So you should try to become more engaged in your community, in your school, and try to structure your time such that you have time to develop more than just your academics, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Social life.
Correct.
Yeah. And Miss Henry, being the female, and you know, they tend to say that science and females don't go together. What would you have, what advice would you have for any young lady listening right now that would like to get into STEM research?
Honestly, just put your best foot forward. Don't get discouraged because you might be the only woman around you applying for a course or for whatever opportunity. Do your best, because you never know what you apply will be the thing for you. Even if you don't know, apply. Even if you think to yourself, oh, I may not be the best person for this, you know, because you're a little insecure. You may not see many other women of your complexion or just women in general in the field. Don't psych yourself out, because you might be the first and you might inspire other women to go do the same thing as you.
Well, I think that you're inspiring many young women who are listening right now. So once again to you, Miss Henry and Mr. Mohammed, congratulations. And thank you to the representative at NEHIS, Miss Sarut Singh, for taking the time out. And our rep from the U.S. Embassy, Mr. Levine, thank you so much for taking the time to come and tell us about this. And any last words of encouragement from NEHIS or the U.S. Embassy encouraging our young people to continue their studies?
I will just add that, you know, this summer camp run by the National Youth Science Foundation has the possibility to really change the trajectory of your career. And so I hope that the students really take it all in. And the State Department is absolutely thrilled to be sponsoring you as you embark on this journey.
Thank you so much, Mr. Levine. And Ms. Sarut Singh, any last words?
I would just like to encourage the students to apply for the next cycle of the National Youth Science Camp next year. And I wish all our current students all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Freedom 106.5 FM, and good luck. And that brings us to the end of that interview with NEHIS and the scholarship winners. They are on their way for a summer camp in STEM research, just to open the doors, open the eyes, which is all necessary so that, you know, those synapses get clicking so you can see all the opportunities and grab hold as they are in front of you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.